What's up, guys?
Yeah. Here's another one, another update. I feel like shit right now. It's nothing too concerning, though. I don't want to alarm anybody, even though I'm just kind of treating this podcast as kind of like a journal right now, documenting my journey, you know, because this fitness thing is a journey. And I'm learning more and more. And even though, you know, I'm not feeling the best right now, don't worry, I don't have the coronavirus, but like I said, I'm not feeling the best right now, but I just, the number one thing I think anyone can do is just continue to learn from the good and the bad experiences. So just a quick backstory, I got off shift at like 0900 this morning, came home and slept for a few hours, and then woke up around, I think, 1-ish, maybe earlier than that, and took my girlfriend to work, and drove to the gym to make it to the gym by 4. I signed up for that PT time slot. I made it there, and I took some pre-workout. There was a pre-workout I had in my back seat that I haven't taken in a while, and it's like I paid $90 for that pre-workout. It has 325 milligrams caffeine, and that was after, you know, I had a Monster around, I would have to say between 02 and 0400. And then before that, I had a, did I have a Bang? I think I drank a Bang around 2100, 9 o'clock p.m. And I just want to say, I think I'm just getting to this point where my caffeine intake is just getting too much. I know there are people out there that just can drink cups and cups of coffee, and it's just, they need it to stay awake. I don't know if I reached that point yet, but I've reached the point where I start getting grumpy. I start feeling like I feel that I'm seriously addicted to caffeine right now, because I need to have my Bang during work, and I need to have my caffeine before I work out. And it just sucks. That's the reason why I'm just feeling bad. That coupled with, you know, my sprain, whatever, dislocated. I have an injured AC joint on my right shoulder, so I haven't been able to train upper body as hard as I want to. I should rest my upper body, but no, that's not going to happen right now. If there's other things I can do to improve my fitness right now, then I'll do it instead of resting. So anyways, took the pre-workout, I came in, and I was just deciding what to do today, because I want to pick up these two 24 kilo kettlebells. I'm going to drive a few hours for those and pay, I think, $200 for two kettlebells, which I think is a pretty good deal. In my new place, I'm going to have equipment there. Excited for that. I'm going to have a squat rack, kettlebells, some dumbbells, barbell, weights, bands, everything you need to just get jacked, swole, functional. I don't know, man. After today, I've just had enough. I've had enough of programming for certain things. I've had enough of benching. I had enough wondering what I want to do, wondering what, you know, why I'm feeling like ass all the time, hating my job, being addicted to caffeine. I just can't wait, you know, for I honestly cannot wait to leave my job and stop working these 12-hour night shifts, because it's fucking everything up for me. I'm getting fat, man. Like, my body composition is just getting worse. My diet's getting worse. My stress levels are at an all-time high, and I feel that even though, you know, I'm still okay, I'm feeling 30 now. Even though 30 is not old, I don't think 30 is old. I'm starting to feel that burden of an average working American, being tired after work and not being fit. Like, I still deem myself fit, but just I'm feeling that weight. It doesn't feel good. I'm addicted to caffeine. You know, I sit at a desk for 12 hours, and even though I still come out with good lifting sessions, I feel that if I continue this cycle, then I'm going to fail my next squat workout. I'm so glad I didn't do squats today and fail that session, because I would have felt super depressed after that. I had an upper body session today, so basically I took the pre-workout, and just the whole time I was warming up and I was like, man, I'm sleepy, but this caffeine that I took like is making me feel awake, and I'm stressing my adrenals out. I know for sure that there's no way I could push any type of heavy weight today. What's even worse was I decided to do dumbbell floor press. And on my right side, I was laying down, when as I was pressing, just lowering the weight, I could feel just my shoulder like clicking a little bit. I don't know if I slept wrong. I'm not supposed to sleep on my right side, but I'm sure, you know, my shoulder's just stiff. It's injured. It's stiff. You know, it's not going to feel good. And just trying to push that light, you know, that 35-pound dumbbell up was just frustrating. I was like, man, it shouldn't be this hard. Like, my left side feels totally fine. But my right side, you know, pushing that up, it just was discomfort. Didn't feel good. I went up to 45, didn't feel good. Went up to 55, didn't feel good at all. And I was like, man, like, I wondered what to do after that. What did I do after that? This whole workout was just a mess. I stayed in the gym for 3 hours just contemplating. I would, you know, hit my sets and just, like, walk around and think, you know, how's my shoulder doing? Man, I feel tired. Man, like, fuck. I'm glad I didn't squat today. I was having a lot of, like, negative thoughts. I was not focused. Didn't have any music. What did I do after? I know I did, I did some lat pulldowns. Those felt weird. Didn't go too heavy on them. I can still go behind the neck all the way down to my traps on the lat pulldown and, like, maintain, you know, good posture. At least that's not gone. I like the lat pull down a lot, mostly because I haven't done pull-ups in a while. Number one, because like it hurts to do pull-ups, and second, you know, I'm kind of heavy and I'm not used to doing pull-ups anymore. That's one of my goals, actually. When I rehab this shoulder, I want to get my shoulder good enough to where I can do sets of pull-ups, and I miss doing them. I used to, in tech school, I used to do weighted pull-ups. See the max weighted pull-up I could do that day, and then follow that up with, you know, lat pull-downs or imams with pull-ups. I need to get a rig with a pull-up attachment with a different grip. So that would be really nice, where I could use a neutral grip instead of an overhand. I like doing neutral grip pull-ups. Those just feel good, and I feel like a beast after doing those. And I want to get good at pull-ups again. I want to get good at bodyweight movements again at a heavier weight. I don't want to lose too much weight. I just want to kind of improve my body composition by a good amount and still keep my strength and, you know, just everything. I hit upper body today, and I know this podcast is everywhere, but whatever. Just something to look back on. And hit upper body. What else? Arms. I caught a pretty good pump, though. That's a positive thing. And excited for these kettlebells. I was telling myself, you know, I need to watch my diet. And I'm about to go get some food right now. I had two of these, like, little honey bun things. That's all I ate when I woke up. That was terrible as well. That's probably another reason why I wasn't feeling good. Didn't have any protein waking up. And terrible. My fitness right now. Today's has been the worst day in my fitness journey of late. My shoulder has been hurting, but I've had good workouts, you know. I eat semi-okay. I think I still eat a little bit too much, but I just have a huge appetite, and I don't know how to curb it. I need to learn how to curb my appetite. But yeah, I guess drinking water or whatever, taking more protein shakes. Maybe well-balanced meals. Whenever I do eat, I try to get a lot of protein in. It's all a journey, you know? And I'm telling myself, so just so I remember, I want to focus a lot. I'm still going to do my usual squat protocol. I'm on this advanced deadlift program. It's like 4 weeks long, and the first workout just killed me. And I had a great workout. I did like four sets of five at 360. And that's like the most I think I've ever done. Followed that up with back down sets. This was like 2 or 3 days ago I did this, and I've recovered from it. And lots and lots of deadlifts, almost like the old days, more than I've ever done. Even in the old days, I would never deadlift that much, and I came out injury free, and I felt super strong, and I was having, you know, I was feeling good. And so today just happened, and I just put everything in perspective. So I'm going to continue that program. My squats, I'm going to do that GZCL program. I'm still on the 5x3s. I have to hit 305 for the next workout for a 5x3, and hopefully I can. My goal is to hit 315 for a 5x3 before going down to twos, and that's going to be tough. Yeah, 6x2 at 325. Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, the 5x3 at 315 is going to be pretty tough too. But Joseph, like, there's just ways. I was telling myself this in the gym also. As you get older, you have to adapt. You have to adapt to your age in order to make gains. Like, I've trained young and I've trained hard, and that I'm not young anymore, so I can't do that anymore. If I want to continue to improve, I can't risk putting my body under certain stresses. I have to manage everything else in order to continue to make gains. And that's just the way of life. You know, it's not saying that I can no longer get stronger, which I think is totally false. I think I'm, like I said in my last podcast, I'm the strongest I've ever been. But a lot of outside factors play a huge role now into how, you know, how your workouts go and to how your mood goes. That kind of affects everything else. You have to play your cards right. This morning I was dealt a bad hand, and I'm not gonna blame it on I'm not gonna blame it externally. It was all my choice. I chose to drink that Bang when I didn't really need it. I don't know how I'm supposed to combat that feeling of addiction, just stopping it, you know. I start feeling a little grumpy, my head starts hurting a little bit, and I just need to not have that Bang, I guess. Or have something else, like maybe have a Monster instead of the Bang, because that 300 mil, I just need to cut the caffeine down a little bit, man. At least I didn't take my DMHA one. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't take the DMHA one, pre-stack, because that would have been pretty bad if I would have had a bad workout coming off from that pre-workout. This conversation might have been totally different. Not different, but just more intense. I'm feeling Subway right now. Something with meat. Something hearty, because I didn't eat anything except those two fucking honey buns, and I feel terrible right now. And I'm hungry, and I need some protein. I need some food that'll probably make me feel a lot better. Subway would be pretty good, especially if I got that chicken breast, wheat bread, cheese, veggies. That should be pretty good. Ugh, can't wait. That's kind of a throwback there. Back when I was in college, me and my best bud would skip class in the morning to go for a swim, go for a run, go for workouts. Those were the days, man. And we had no responsibilities. We could focus on getting, you know, strong. And I envy those who are blessed to be so strong, they'd be that they're recognized because of their strength. And, you know, they got YouTube channels, and they make money. They got their own companies, and they can focus all day on their strength and their fitness goals. And I wish I had that life. But, you know, I'm an average Joe. I got strong. I got strong through linear progression. I got strong through hard work. And I'm going to continue to do that. And I think I can hold my own against anybody with my fitness goals. It's not like I want to be a professional or anything. I do this, you know, to be healthy and to be strong and, you know, to be happy. And I'm happy with that. And I just have to play my cards better. So, yeah, I can't wait to get my house. Can't wait for my house, man. Goals for my house. Squat rack. Hopefully a rogue rack, but any rack would do be fine if I had, you know, the proper pull-up attachments and then, you know, safety arms. You know, lots of heights that I can adjust the pins to. There was one they were selling for like $300 that I think is the exact replica of the one I used to use back at my good friend's gym back at home. One of my mentors, Josh, has, like, you know, has the attachments on the side to put the weights on. And I want that, but I also want to get good at pull-ups again. And so maybe I'll just buy like a an attachment for the door again, for like a door, so that I can just do pull-ups in the doorway. Because I miss doing them. I remember, like, before I joined the military, I was doing pull-ups all the time. Every time I would pass through into the kitchen, I would hit a set of pull-ups. And that just goes to show, man, like, you'll get good at anything you're consistent with. I was doing pull-ups all the time, so I got pretty good at pull-ups. And not, like, beastly at pull-ups, but, you know, I was able to do sets of weighted pull-ups. And I want to get back to the level again. I'm tired. And I also want to just ramp up this kettlebell training, because I started to follow this guy on Instagram, U.S. Air Force veteran. He looks like he could be Special Forces. I don't know. But Mavericks Fieldhouse. He does lots of cool kettlebell training, and I believe that kettlebells are super functional and good for strength, overall functionality. Just a kettlebell is an awesome, brutal tool, and if you can get comfortable with those, then I think you'd be pretty dangerous. He has a lot of exercises that I'm actually really interested in, and I think that could, you know, that could help me in my goals. I want to get more endurance. I want to go on swims and bike rides. I want to buy a bike. I want to start biking and going for swims, and I don't want to get too caught up in programming anymore, especially with the ollie lifts. Just my views have changed so much, and I respect ollie lifters so much, and they're so strong, but those are just fun to do, and I'm just happy that I can do them. I have no more, like, I would love to hit, like, you know, that 100 kilo, and that I think I can, and I think I will once I start, you know, start getting comfortable at my home gym and getting all the weights and stuff, everything set up. I'm pretty sure that I will hit it one day, but it's not anything that I'm going to program for. It's not anything where I'm going to search for the best weightlifting program. It's just, I have to just work hard and get everything else in order. Have consistently good workouts all the time. Continue to get better at deadlifts, I think would help me a lot. Keep my squats up, stay injury free. Do my kettlebells and body weight, upper body training. I don't know if I'm gonna fuck with bench anymore, man. That shit is just so frustrating, and I don't think it's like a very functional lift for me. It could probably work for others, but for my goals, I think as long as I can bench over my body weight and hang with like everybody I'm working out with, then I'll be fine. I think I don't even really need programming even to do that. I think I'm a naturally strong guy. So now if I start, you know, working out with people and everybody's fucking stronger than me at benches, then, like, you know, I'll probably feel super self-conscious and want to improve the bench and start looking at programming. But as for right now, you know, I want to get good at pull-ups again and just be able to bang out push-ups at a high rate and get some abs, man, and get my shoulders strong. I do care about strict press. That's one thing that I really miss doing, is just heavy strict presses. I want to get back to that too. And yeah, so my upper body days will consist of lots of bands, kettlebells, and shoulder prehab, lots of shoulder exercises, and lots of arms too. Arms will always, you know, it's just a lot, man. You know, I just gotta learn from today and chill with the caffeine. Jeez, I take a shit ton of caffeine. It's like I just take it at the wrong time. And I shouldn't have worked out today. I should have opted for a rest day. And if I had the kettlebells, I could have slept more and done an upper body workout at home. And I think that's just the key, getting everything set up. Right now, I'm just tired of driving an hour to the gym and an hour back. And that's just kind of hindering me. The bars there suck. When I want to bench, like, the fucking bar spins too much. And it's not even because I don't think that they're good weightlifting bars. It's just those bars, it's like they have ball bearings in them, but the actual bar is like not good for weightlifting. I don't know. Maybe they are good for weightlifting, but they don't have the proper plates. Haven't tried, like, you know, snatches in them anyways. I can't drop them, so, you know. You can't put the little 25s on and do hang snatches without having to, like... Maybe you could. I don't know. That's not in the cards right now. And I've been using that analogy a lot. Cards. I don't know. And tonight, you know, just get some good food. Get on Warzone and try not to sleep on my bad shoulder and massage it out. I think I need to do that more too. Like, massage shoulder in the morning with my little tool, and then massage it at night before I go to bed. Just eat better. My girlfriend's mom cooks amazing food. I'm not gonna lay off of that. I just, all the snacks and the defect, going to get like biscuits and gravy right before I get off work. I need to go with like the chicken breast, grilled veggies, throw some veggies on the grill, and then get oatmeal. That's a good one. I think that if I make that change, like, it's just little changes, but it's like those little things that can affect so much. Just a building block, like one little thing, one bad meal, those add up. One bad meal can have you feeling like shit, and then, you know, you end up feeling groggy, and then you need to take your monster. And then when you take your monster, go home, you can't go to sleep. Then you go to sleep for a few hours, you wake up cranky as shit because you know you're gonna have a bad shift, you're over at shift where you do nothing. And it's just a cycle, man. It's just a big cycle. And then you come off shift and you know that you signed up for a certain time at the gym. You come to the gym and have a shitty workout. Now, there's no improvement there. In fact, you know, it would have been better if you just didn't go work out at all. I wish I could have 50-year-old Joseph come back and tell me these things. Because I'm sure at 50 years old, I'm still going to be training hard. I don't expect to be bigger than I am now. I don't expect to be stronger. I expect to, like, be pretty, very strong for a 50-year-old, but just wiser. And I'm actually expecting myself to be super functional at 50 years old. That's the goal right there. Be like one of those old dudes in anime, where it's like, you know, you don't realize he's super jacked, but, you know, a bunch of these 16-year-old kids want to mess with my family. And then I end up, you know, whooping all their asses or taking, you know, that's the goal right there, man. Being able to wrestle with, you know, my son until he's close to 30. And right there.
That reminds me, I want to take judo classes, and I need to get some guns. There's a lot of things. Like, I'm gonna own a home. I'm gonna live here, and my brother's gonna be up here, and I have to continue to improve, not only for myself, but for the ones that I love, or for the people I want to protect and people I want to give back to. And got to change this. All this is coming from a bad workout. See the kind of the thoughts that come into my mind, you know? It's crazy. Fitness is life. Fitness is a journey, and I'm in the middle of it. I'm still in the thick of it, still going strong. There's going to be bad days, but you know, like I said, you got to learn from them. And I think I learned my lesson today. So I'm going to end it there, guys. I can just rant it for fucking, I don't know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes. So I'll do another one when I get my shit together, or if I, you know, something amazing or something super bad happens. Stay safe out there, guys. This COVID thing should be almost over, I hope. Hopefully the gyms open up. I'm actually not excited for the gyms to open up. I want to get my own shit. I want to work out at home and just work hard, stay consistent, and learn from the good and the bad. Peace, y'all. Have a good one.